Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
It's snowing!
But not really. It was... I was telling you, like, yeah. Technically, it was like maybe, you know, it's frozen water
it's
that
not
came from the sky, but snow is graceful.
Yeah, that was not graceful.
You know, when you look at it, snow in South Carolina, when it snowed in South Carolina, it would just be like
it gently
Christmas time.
Yeah, it gently comes down. Yeah, we're having some weird weather in LA this week because this time of year is when it starts raining. It's like the only rain we get is this, and then late fall. But we looked out the window while we were doing our ad reads a second ago, and it was just hailing. There was like all this ice bouncing off the roof. So we go outside. I mean, there's a lot of it that wasn't hail, but just like it was the consistency of snow. It wasn't snow, but it was like a little wad of snow that was
might have been sleet. Piss particles from airplanes passing by that froze, and then they were dropping down. And it's not like it's dangerous to people.
We look it up when we get home, and it's like, yeah, I want to see what everyone else said about the snow. It's like, didn't snow anywhere. What are you talking about? Oh,
septic tank leakage over Burbank.
Do they really just dump it? Is that true, or is that,
I don't know.
They just dump.
No, dude. I think they empty out piss. They gotta go.
Not shit. Yeah, because imagine dying from a fucking like frozen.
Well, how does it tell the difference between piss and shit? It all goes to the same.
I don't know, dude.
They gotta just spray it out in a mist.
They're starting to get really good with this.
Hold up. Maybe
they can't just have a tank that holds it.
They probably just empty it when it lands. You know.
Yeah.
Lands. Okay. I'm gonna look it up though. How do they take poop out of planes?
Yeah, I'll tell you how they take poop out of my butt.
Okay, in a plane toilet, strong suction and Teflon-like walls pull just fecal matter away using a small quantity of water. As you press the waste into a holding tank, the waste is sucked into a tanker at the airport and then dumped.
Ew, that's disgusting. Like, just, all right, go get the poop. Dude, that thing sucks so good. I was really horny on a flight once, so I went and I put my dick in the toilet hole
People shit and piss?
Yeah, and I pressed the button and it went and it sucked on my cock so hard.
Damn. Nice.
Thanks, man.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, man. I'm proud of myself.
Well, you should be because that's a feat.
It's a
feat. You can technically, you know, just put yourself in the Mile High Club for that.
I was about to say, am I part of the Mile High Club?
You got an honorary badge and all.
I'm the...
Okay, but how about an actual badge? No honorary badge. Just
a real badge.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely, man. Careful, dude. Jesus.
Off.
What, dude? Nerd. Why'd you... Dude, watch where you're putting
Why
those
you
things.
Why go remind the teacher we have homework or something, Poindexter?
But dude, still to this day, fuck that kid.
Are you going to check homework?
Oi. Oi, love. Teach, you got to check the homework.
Oi, shit me pants.
Dude, I just fucking love, why would that kid do that?
What?
And, like, ask the teacher to check homework.
Because they did the work, and they want it to go towards their grade, so their grade can be
They're throwing everyone else under the bus that didn't do it.
Well, it's not their problem they didn't do the assignment.
Yeah, well, I didn't. How often did you miss homework?
Often.
Same.
Well, dude, I'm gonna say I missed it every now and then, but a lot of the times I was doing it on the bus ride or like right before, like 5 minutes before class started.
Always. I had
just being like, oh, fuck.
For my AP Lit class, I had to annotate books as I read them and he would check your notes. Like, so like on every page, I had to write on every page and like underline stuff.
I thought I was slick with it, but looking back, like, yeah. I bet you I wasn't.
Like I would, on the bus, I'd be like underlining, writing notes, like and skimming through. And it was probably just like, that's interesting. Or like, wow, can't believe he did that.
Well, can you? I can't believe he just said that.
Symbolism. I would just like underline random shit and just write like symbolism.
Like circle the word the. Hmm. Interesting.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Seems to be a reoccurring theme.
Yeah, it's reoccurring all throughout the book.
You just circle every time it says the.
Or and. Or like a.
Of.
It's, what's the most common word in the English language?
The. Or a. Like a.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I wonder what like the top 10 most common words are. Why wonder when I can look it up?
Probably just words that, what, I'm stupid. Just words that connect.
Oh, God.
Right? Connect nouns and verbs and shit.
All right. Do you want to know what the most common words are?
Yes.
The.
Okay. Yay.
Number two is be.
Ooh, to be or not to be.
And I guess that, like, it's forms, like be, been, being. Two is the third. I'm going to suck you off after this podcast. Of is number four, and is number five. A, just A, is six. In is seven. That is eight. And have is nine. And the last one is I.
No A?
Yeah, I have it. It's number six.
Sorry. Well, sorry about that. Okay. I just wasn't listening to you.
It's okay. I don't do this for you to listen to me. I do it to
entertain the masses.
For the masses to listen to and go, oh, you say funny joke about getting sucked off.
Guess what I finally did?
Stop being gay.
I charged my Switch after.
I did too, last night.
I haven't turned it on since October, I think.
Same. Last time I turned it on was when I bought like the Super Mario Sunshine pack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I haven't played it yet, but I wanted to buy that, so I had it. And that's last time I turned it on.
I finally downloaded the whole like Super Nintendo shit, and I played a bit of Donkey Kong Country this morning.
Oh, you wait. It's been a while since I've been on the Switch. The Nintendo online shit.
If you buy that, I think it's if you buy that membership.
I have it. It's like $3 a month.
Yeah. Then you get just a whole archive of NES.
Really?
And, Super Nintendo games.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that you just get like
Donkey Kong Country 1, 2, and 3.
That's a good idea.
And like that's all I focused on, really.
If Nintendo really wanted to pop off, they would include like Game Boy games with that, but the very like Game Boy Advance games. But the best thing they could do is make in their like electronic store and their electronic shop, like you can buy ports of like just direct ports of GameCube games and play them on the Switch because you have all the same controls.
Do you think Pokemon would ever be popular enough to propose a subscription service to where it's like, get, like how Disney is like, get all of the Disney classics with Disney
Plus. Get all the Pokemon
games.
Where
you get like all of like Pokemon Yellow as it originally was or enhanced. And like you can switch back and forth. And then it's like pay this much a month and you have a free access to all these Pokemon games with a universal Pokedex.
Ooh, no, I think they wouldn't just because the Pokemon games are always going, even the old ones are just always going to continue selling. So they're probably like, I don't know. I'm sure they've thought about it. I think that they should make like one big Pokemon online game where
Pokemon Go. I think that's where going.
They're not going to. That probably makes them the most money out of everything.
Yeah, but I wish it was more of a computer game. I wish they had like a computer game.
I haven't played Pokemon Go in. God, do you just remember that 2 weeks where I think that was the most peaceful weeks of the world.
Famous image I can muster up in my head from that time was the Santa Monica Pier and the beach and how every fucking person you saw was looking at their phone and there was not a single time it wasn't Pokemon Go. Same time just walking around in general in Glendale for like a week or two.
I mean,
like
honestly,
the first month.
That was a phenomenon. Like,
I have to go back and watch our videos about it. It might bring me back to the take me back, take me back, take me back.
Take me back. Yeah, man, our video where we have trying out Pokemon Go. And
we did two Pokemon Go videos.
Do you want to watch them after this for old time's sake?
Probably.
When I watch those videos, it gets me really like nostalgic and really motivated for Super Mega.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, aw. Pokemon Go, though, I've just never seen one thing that actually got everyone out and got everyone like to be friends with each other and like talk to strangers and like. It was cool.
It showed how good. Vast the like Pokemon name can travel, right? Because like, it wasn't just young people that you saw with all this shit. And like, it was just like,
no, there were people like,
I was surprised.
Elderly people, like Danny was playing it and Brent was playing it.
Dude, Brent loves Pokemon Go. And I think
he still plays it.
I don't know if he still plays it. He might've given up. Does he still play it? I hope he still plays it.
I can call him and ask.
Because like, it actually, no joke, no like hint of a joke. It brings me joy that Brent can find solace in Pokemon Go. Something about that, like those two iconic things together.
Brent just, and Pokemon?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Brent.
As if Brent was a Pokemon. Hey, what do you think about this?
I'm back. Pokemon Go. Every day I play Pokemon Go. I play Pokemon Go every day. I play Pokemon Go.
Such a good song.
When I wake
dude,
up.
Dude, he fucking grew
up.
I play
on my phone.
He fucking grew up. That much time's passed?
Oh my God. Well, I mean, those are huge years. Like, the thing is, it's not like you
4 years
it's
old.
Not like you stay that. Like, when you're young, you're consistently growing throughout, like, each year. Like, you look different until
when you get older, it slows down big time.
I'd say, like, in your 20s is where you kind of melt. Mm-mm.
I think I've stopped for the most part because even
I'd say around, like, 18 to 20 is where you just kind of, like, that's what you're going to look like for a while.
For me, it was after.
And then you develop more mature features into your 30s, and then you'll be. When people turn old, sometimes they just look nothing like any iteration of themselves. Like, I'll look at pictures and I'm like, I can't see that in your face.
I look so different. I think 21.
I know that's going to happen to us.
Yeah.
We're going to be unrecognizable.
I wonder what we're going to look like in our 30s.
It's the same.
21 was where mine really leveled out. Because you remember when we started Superman, you look at my face and I'm like,
You had a young
different.
Baby face.
And now I've, you know, finally hit puberty. It's kind of, I've settled like into it.
I feel like I've generally stayed the same visually. Except for like getting older.
You've become more like masculine in the face.
More masculine.
Like more, no, honestly, more like handsome. Like more like your features have really become more like defined and like
less like, less chubby is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, more like I don't know, like you kind of grew in, we both grew into our faces, I think.
Sorry, that's me going after the gnat. That's
no, yeah, I got you. There were, like, we had faces that we grew into.
Yes.
Like my honker used to be pretty, I mean, it's still big, but it used to really be like,
and it's going to keep growing along with your ears.
Fuck. I'm going to get plastic surgery. I'm going to get it cut off.
What?
Just get the whole thing off. Voldemort style.
Can you get like a Mr. Potato Head nose on too? Like you can put on
dude
noses.
I want to get my nose tattooed to look like Mr. Potato Head's nose.
Oh my
with like
God.
With like orange ink and like have some shine put on it and everything.
Isn't the voice actor for Mr. Potato Head, is he dead? No. Sorry, the voice actor for Slinky is unfortunately has passed away.
Who voiced did Slinky?
Oh, I forget his name. I'll look it up since I brought it. You know,
dude, I'm ready for the Toy Story MMO.
I'm just going to look up Slinky.
Hey, remind me to talk to you after the podcast because I have an idea for a project I want to work on and I would like to bring you on the team.
Okay. Jim Varney? Yeah, I mean, that is just, and now he's voiced by Blake Clark.
Blake Shelton.
Okay, dude.
Penny. Dude, we got to watch some Big Bang Theory. Dude, do you think, I was talking to my friend last night about themed weddings, and she was saying how, like,
about what if there was a Big Bang Theory themed wedding?
No, but that's a good idea right there.
How, like, before the bride comes out, you hear the groom just, Sarah. Sarah.
And you have a built-in audience laugh track.
Yeah, yep.
But basically, like, how, you know, like, getting married is one of the most important things you can do in your life. And some people just decide
if
to
you're
theme.
Gay.
Yeah. Which I'm
no,
not.
No, legitimately, it is probably one of the most important things because it was recently a right in 2012 to actually be able to be married when, you know, homosexual marriage wasn't taken
later than 2012,
serious.
Believe it or not. 2014.
Was it 2014? Why do I always think 2012? I don't
maybe
know why
2015
I think.
Even.
Oh, it's probably 20. Yeah. So that's like even. Fuck. So,
but basically, like, imagine like having a Disney wedding. Like, the biggest, like, one of the biggest moments about your life is like, let me dedicate it to a corporation. It's like, dude, you can actually have a Disney wedding, but it's like over $100,000 at Disney.
Dude, there are a lot of Disney heads out there.
There's a Disney YouTuber that did it. Got like a Disney wedding and filmed it and everything.
It's crazy. You think there's like a Jacksepticeye or Markiplier themed weddings out there?
Now I gotta start looking this up.
Where all the cupcakes have like pink mustaches, or like the cupcakes are the Jacksepticeye.
Oh, and then the cake is a big pink mustache. Let me look up a Markiplier wedding.
I mean, he's taking pictures at weddings, so you're gonna probably
find. Was Markiplier invited to PewDiePie's wedding?
Was he?
Well, all I know is that we weren't. Yeah, see, look at this.
Oh my God. I thought we knew Felix. I thought exchange a few sentences, you know?
We exchanged more than a few sentences, at least half a paragraph of dialogue.
Come on. Well, that's a few sentences. Half of that.
You're right, actually. That is exactly what that means.
Like three sentences is like the minimum of what
of a paragraph.
I remember that. Okay,
three sentences, I'm
that's,
good.
That's the deal. Hey, you made the deal. I'm sticking to it.
It's like a paragraph is, what was it, 3 to 6?
But then they try to intentionally mark things off more. I know they would if they're like, oh, he tried to do the bare minimum. It's like, yeah, I did. You gave me fucking whatever.
3 to 6?
You're trying to say, like, if I get a 9 to 5 at some corporate overlord job, you're going to want me to try to, like, you know.
Apply myself?
Come on. I'm just going to do what it tells me.
Man,
part of the machine, part of the ship, part of the crew, dude.
Yeah. Hey, man. All of us are existing just to be cogs in the machine.
Dude, we should write a song about this. I don't think anyone else has. It's pretty deep.
I don't think people have even really thought of it. People don't understand this concept.
I think it's us being YouTubers outside of it all that gives us a unique perspective on it.
We see things the way those wage slaves can't, you know? How condescending.
Sounds like
patronizing.
Sounds like something like Jacob Sartorius or Jake Paul would say.
Wage slave is such a disrespectful term.
Well, our parents are wage slaves.
I know.
So.
Every time I
know it sickens me.
When I call my mom, I'm like, "What's up, wage slave?"
Every time my mom calls me, I she goes, "Hey, honey," and I go, "Why didn't you chase after your dreams?"
Oh wait, you're too old now. What I like to do is
that ship has sailed.
Yeah. I call my mom as I'm lighting one of my Cubans with a $100 bill, and I go, "What's up, wage slave? Have you enslaved yourself to any wages lately? How's it feel to be a part of the machine?" I'm outside of that because I'm a YouTuber, even though technically we answer
to
Google.
You're doing okay.
We can't. I mean, we say this, make fun of it, but like, who are we paying up to? Google.
I mean,
big ass corporation.
Yeah, but they're not fucking telling us what to do.
Yes, they are, Ryan.
I mean,
they tell you exactly what to do. Say the N word. See, you're not going to do it because they told you can't do that. They're saying that, oh, all of a sudden we can't say it.
You're just doing it out of social pressure. We'd all be saying it if there was.
We could all be saying the N word, hypothetically, if we wanted to. Like, honestly, hypothetically, we could be saying it.
More people are losing than winning here. And that's not a world I want to live in. You talk about socialism. Let's share the epithets around a little
Real
bit.
Real socialism is everyone can say the N word. And if I was president, I would put that in the Constitution.
He would.
No, he'd put that only he can say it.
Yeah. What do you think, Ben? Oh, we saw a trailer to
Ben Shapiro's Big Adventure.
The Daily Wire's school shooting massacre extravaganza.
That's what I can't believe they named the movie that. A little insensitive, but yeah, we watched the trailer for the Ben Shapiro's company's new school shooting movie, where if it's a school
Here's
shooting
the thing.
The cinematography.
It's well
good.
Shot.
Yeah.
It's not like
well shot.
Like, hey, it's not like pure flicks where it's just kind of like bored. I mean, it still looks like drab, but you could see that they purchased an expensive camera for this one.
Yeah, and they got some color grading. Dude, the pure flicks that we need to watch that show and review it. The Dan the Family Man or whatever.
The sitcom that takes place on a green screen most
dude,
the of
whole,
the time.
Dude, it's fucking... I can't, but like we could easily... with no budget, make a better sitcom. And I think, dude, we should make a sitcom.
Well, you already did on Kids with Problems.
Oh, yeah. Situational comedy featuring Markiplier and Press Hart to continue.
Dude, you got Dodger to the thing is, like, we talk about this. You could have been some fucking horrible, like just cretin on the internet, you know?
And she just felt pressured because she was there shooting that video for Mark. And I remember I was like, "Hey, do you want to be in my video?" Because I had like 1,000 subs, and I was like, "This would be awesome." And she was like, sure." So it's like she had no idea who I was, but then just agreed to be in this video, which is very sweet, very sweet.
Yeah.
But I could have been like a horrible dude. And then she's like, "Oh, why did I do that?"
I know.
Oh, God. Like yeah, I could have been a straight up like
she
white supremacist
feel that way afterwards. I'd imagine.
Well, also, I mean, the fact I think because we're with Mark, that was kind of a vouch.
Well, did you were you in a video with a monkey? Were you in a video with a dog?
Yeah, I'm in one right now.
Motherfucker.
No, I'm jealous
with
of
the dog
monkey.
Playing chess.
And the monkey, Crystal the monkey, actually.
Yep. The Crystal. I got to work with I didn't get to work with Crystal. I got to be around when Crystal was around.
Well, think about this. If you guys came to any of our live shows in 2019, you'll know some lore about Crystal the monkey. Rest in peace. And Isis.
I liked when we did more of like when we
had the storyline running throughout the show.
We just had a storyline and we segmented it through bits. I feel like we are really starting to kind of hone in what we want out of
the 2019 shows were really good.
Because the early shows are very, I don't know, very
messy. Like we just didn't really know what we were doing. But in the 2019 shows, we kind of got like a rough, like, storyline that went throughout it, like here and there, or not even it wasn't even a storyline, it was just this reoccurring, like I do want to do live shows again, hopefully 2021, because I would love to sit
probably
down in
2022,
like, fully
realistically,
yeah, or maybe later 2021, yeah. But I would love to sit down with you and just before we even book another show, just write out like the best show, get all the stuff we need like made for it, because I want to put on like such a fucking, I want us to be able to look at our
put
shows.
The Family Guy theme song on.
Yeah.
The Trap theme song on.
I want us to be able to look at the show and be like, this is good. We're proud. Like we're proud of it as a piece of work. Take it around the country. Yeah. Damn. We were going to put some on Patreon, but self-conscious. That's the big answer.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not funny.
Well, I mean, it's, you gotta... I think it's not like you gotta be there, but there is a
I get it.
There's an extra ingredient, a special little like secret ingredient that's just kind of like the reason they're live shows.
I feel bad.
Live and it's all about audience interaction and like the energy,
the vibe of the room. And I feel bad for people.
And we're not stand up comedians, so it's not like we have like I don't know.
Wow. I'm a stand-up comedian, just like Steven Crowder.
Oh, dude. You're a stand-up comedian like Dave Rubin is a stand-up comedian.
Fucking classic comedian right there, man. Right up there with the greats like Carlin.
I just feel like if you just read, you become a bisexual. Like you just read.
Just because. There's some words and then...
Woo!
When oh, geez.
Who are we to judge, though? We've said some pretty unfunny things.
Yeah, we have, but we've also said so many funny things.
Hey.
How many funny things have we said on Super Mega and how many unfunny things? Because you know there's an actual number.
It's all subjective.
It's all subjective, but
there's no machine that tells people what's fun. We just kind of do what we like to do most of the time. Unless Google comes in and says, hey, can you make this video? This is kind of trending right now and we need help to push it in the world. And we're more than happy to push their agenda. Mm. But if it's not like something like that, then we usually just tend to do our own thing.
I've been pushing Zuckerberg's agenda big.
Zucker these nuts.
Oh, shit, dude.
How about that, Zuckerberg?
I've been pushing Soros, too. Soros on these nuts. I've got some sores. So fuck, that didn't work. I need to go grab myself a drink. I'm going to go get a sparkling water. Do you want anything?
Nope.
Well, how about some ad reads?
I would like some of them, yes.
Okay. Well, here you go.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
Oh, man. Ad reads really hit the spot today, man. I started watching this ASMR channel called Morpheus ASMR. And it's this.
Did you go, take the red pill?
No. It's not like that. It's this old white man with a Boston accent.
You are the
and he
one.
Just eats. Yeah. He just like eats food. Stop. Oh, stop it,
the
dude. Please.
No.
You're pissing me off. Ah! But he'll just be like, "Hello, I got the McDonald's big breakfast, and today I'm gonna eat it." And then he just eats this stuff. He's like, good hotcakes. What's the difference between hotcakes and flapjacks? Great guy.
What is the difference?
He has a million subscribers.
What is the difference?
I think it's just terminology.
Dude, pancakes are amazing.
I haven't had a pancake in a long time.
God, they're so good.
We should
But if you like but if you like pancakes, have you ever had a waffle?
Waffles are better than pancakes in my opinion.
No.
Are you going to say French toast is number one?
Oh, yeah.
Not for me.
I love me some French toast.
I would say for me, honestly, it's waffles, pancakes, French toast.
French toast is like homemade French toast is so fucking good.
Oh, man, it really
is.
It's
so easy, too.
If you get it with the right you know what I got to do? Once shit's back open, I got a breakfast place to take you that has the fucking best French toast made out of brioche bread. And it's like this thick slice and it's just, and they put some berries and some like whipped cream.
Some berries and cream?
Yep. Okay.
Oh, one of the best commercials I think of our.
I think that's a commercial that started that kind of like post-modern humor.
Because Skittles did a lot of that too.
Yeah, like the Skittles tree. I mean, wasn't there like one where like two teens like making out or something, or he had a crush on her? And Skittles did some good commercials. Something. Yeah, Skittles. Nathan Barnett was in a Skittles commercial.
Skittles are really good.
I love Nathan Barnett. But you know what I love more? Ad reads. Just kidding.
Come on, we already just had some.
I know,
dude.
I was just tricking the audience.
That's
we sold out.
That's
so
enough.
What?
That's enough.
Okay. Really? Did it upset you?
No.
Is this
no.
a joke, or
no,
are you
no,
actually
no,
mad?
No. I'm just saying that that's enough ad reads for now. Is what?
Oh, I thought you were saying that's enough to me.
No.
Yeah. You know.
Chill the F out, dog.
Sorry, man. It's been a boring weekend for me, because we spent all of last week, just going ham
just
with
pounding
Super
away.
Just we've almost recorded an entire month's worth of episodes last week, and we're having a really good time. It's just me and Ryan here at the office. Jackson has just entered quarantine because he just got back from the East Coast. That traveling fucker, and now Ryan and I have just been going at it, and it's been really fun. This is the most invigorated I felt about Super Mega in a very long time.
Yeah.
And we've been working on some new stuff.
And
this week we're going again.
More.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that sucks is I had such a boring weekend because I just wanted to work. But I forced myself to not. And I just napped all weekend and ate fast food and, you know, this and that. It's boring. My house is so cold too.
I just streamed and fucked up my sleeping schedule. And so I'm hoping tonight I can finish that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Tell me about the sleep. You today you were like, I think I fixed my sleep schedule. I woke up at 3 a.m. I was like, what?
I woke up at 3 for no fucking reason. I
hate when that happens, dude.
And it's hard for me to fall back asleep after I wake up. And I'm not talking about like waking up and like hearing the alarm and putting it to like snooze, like being in the fog, but like when you naturally wake up, you know, when your body just naturally wakes up without like a noise doing that, like you're kind of like, oh, something, whatever.
So it's like, boop.
But I guess it's because I took a nap, like a 3 hour nap earlier, like from 6 to 9 or 5:30 to 9 or some shit like that. And I was like, OK, I'm rested. I'm going to fuck. I'm still tired. So I was like, you know, I'm going to use that. I'm just going to fall asleep at 9, get some more hours of sleep, wake up maybe like around 9 or 10, you know, on the early side, get a morning in.
That's the 9 and 10's best time to fucking wake up, but I never can.
I fell asleep around midnight, like between like 11 and midnight around there. You know, how you're like listening to stuff on your phone. That's what I listen to.
That's
stuff
what
on
I
my
do.
Phone.
I watch Morpheus ASMR eat flapjacks and spaghetti.
And then I fell asleep and then I woke back up at 3 a.m. And couldn't get back to bed. And so then I just started looking at my phone and was like, you know what? I'll just stay up and I'll go to bed at a decent time tonight. I'll definitely be tired around like midnight at least. Maybe even before then.
And then you did and then woke up at 3?
No, I'm talking about hopefully tonight.
Oh, tonight. Yeah, yeah.
And then I can wake up at a hopefully that 9 or 10 sweet spot.
If I could, I think the perfect time for me to wake up every morning is if I could just wake up at 9. Perfect amount of morning. Mm-hmm. It's not too late, but it's not too early.
You get a good decent, you can like.
It's that fog. I can't break that fog, dude.
Yeah.
It's got me trapped and I can't break out.
I tend to have that like on the way here and then either break out of it if I'm listening to some fun, wacky music.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Or just when we start interacting.
Yeah. Because, you know, that always makes my day a little better. I listen to my gangster rap.
I'm the type of girl that listens to gangster rap. Who are you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're daddy's little bitch.
I'm daddy's little bitch.
Come here.
That's right. Yeah. Mm. I'm here.
God, you're so handsome.
Thanks, daddy.
Thanks, bitch.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like that daddy's little bitch.
Now, take your uniform off.
Okay.
I'm taking my
daddy's little bitch uniform
daddy
off.
Daddy hates that uniform.
Yeah, what else does daddy hate?
Daddy hates your skin.
Daddy hates my skin.
Why don't you pull that off?
Yeah, I'll take my skin off too.
God damn.
Just the face or the whole, all of it?
All of it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ow, hold on.
God.
I'm trying to really pull it around.
Tight little boy.
Yeah.
Tight little skinless boy.
I got that arm off. One second.
Now be careful with the bones.
All right, no, the bones are fine. I got enough muscle around them.
Careful of the bones.
You can see some of the bones, like
now
my elbow.
Dance for daddy.
Dance, okay. Well, do you want to hear my bones rattle?
Yeah.
Does daddy want to hear daddy's little bitch's bones rattle? All right, here we go. All right, you like that? Is that good?
And scene.
Make sure you put some bone rattling sounds
there. I will.
Cool. That was fantastic, man. That was just fantastic.
Yeah.
That was powerful stuff.
Animators, where you at?
Dude, I want to get more Super Mega Animated. Y'all, animators.
They animate a lot. We just don't update the fucking playlist.
I know. We need to be better. Job for Jackson. I need to binge Super Mega Animated because I've seen a lot of them pop in my recommended lately, and I realize there's a lot of them I haven't seen. So one of these days, why are you making faces at me?
I don't know.
We should try to, you and I should just sit down and binge watch animations today. Stop making those faces, man.
I can't.
Do you want to do that?
What?
Binge watch some animations today?
Sure.
Get in the mood?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan, dude. I'm really not. You're offending me.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
If you keep offending me, I'm going to pull my penis out.
Well, you hop off it. Get off your high horse.
Still have a boner.
Didn't ask.
You're just jealous because you can't get a boner.
There's no connecting tissue between our last conversation and that statement.
I know. I just have for some reason had an erection since we started the podcast and it's hurting me.
Have you tried cutting it off?
I'm not horny or anything.
Popping it back on later?
Turning it off and on again?
Yeah.
Screw it off?
Yeah.
Set it aside for a bit?
Set it to silent, you know, do not disturb.
Vibrate? Dude, I wish my penis could vibrate. You know, the ladies would be screaming. You'd probably get
an implant.
Yeah, I was just thinking you'd probably get an implant in your penis. It goes,
or you could, you know, yourself take a scalpel, cut open your shaft a little bit and insert a tiny like vibrating thing into your skin and then just stitch it back up. And then you can just click it or have a remote.
Whoa! It breaks and like turns on. You can't get it to stop. So you gotta, you know. Speaking of stuff like that, do you know who Albert Fish is the serial killer?
Nope.
He was he's like one of the most fucked up serial killers ever.
What'd he do?
He killed.
Well, yeah.
And ate cereal.
Come on.
Now, he,
Tell me the truth.
Yeah, he molested like over 100 boys, but also...
I don't want to talk about some guy who molested a bunch of boys.
Dude. I was going to... there's a reason I said this, was he was into pain.
Yeah.
And he would stick needles into his gooch.
Ew.
So far up that they'd end up going around his body. God. Because they'd like... when he died, he had a bunch of needles in his bladder and everything, which is crazy, right? Well, I just wanted to bring that up anyway. You want to talk about another man that molested boys?
No, I don't want to talk to anyone about molesting anyone.
Oh, Brent's calling me. Stop talking. Man, dude, we should sue Brent for something. We could sweep the fucking floor with
for
Brent.
For being a little bitch. How about that?
Could we technically file a lawsuit?
You can sue anyone for anything, baby.
Anything. So there's not like a criteria. I can just say, I want to sue him for being a little bitch.
They're going to throw it out, but yeah. I don't know if you could word it like
that. Do you need a lawyer to officially file a lawsuit, or could you do it yourself? Because.
I don't know. As I said, they're just going to throw it out. If you're
Yo, sorry. We just got an email to our email I just noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Called Girl Scout Cookie Hookup. Salutations, Super Mega Crew. I was watching your truck simulator video and heard the mention of needing some Girl Scout cookies. You're in luck because I'm in my last year at the Scouts, and it would be my absolute honor to somehow receive and deliver an order to you boys at Super Mega. Oh, I thought she was going to give us free Girl Scout cookies. Wait. There is a code. She gave us a code. What's this code? Oh, that's just so... they can trace it back to her. Man, I thought someone was about to hook us up with some free Girl Scout cookies.
Someone said that the Keebler Girl Scout wannabes and actual Girl Scout cookies are made in the same factory and are the same cookie.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, you know, grasshoppers and Thin Mints.
Samoas.
Yeah, Samoas and their
which are called Caramel Delights. Yeah, those are delicious.
I've had the Keebler. I've had the Keebler cookies. And
but there's something about the fact it's Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I know.
Makes it like just taste better.
Yeah, something about it.
I should be getting a box of them today because my
mom.
Did you
get Lemon Ups?
I did.
Lemon Ups.
Remember when
fantastic.
I ordered all those on the?
Did you order them online? Did they set something up like that?
Yeah, you can order them online, but they're like $15 a box. Where when my mom ordered them, they were $4 to $5 a box. So I made my mom get me like 12 boxes to last, and she got mad at me because I Venmoed her. And she was like, this was a Valentine's Day present, Matthew. And I'm like, Mom, why you get me Valentine's Day presents? You coming on to me or something?
I mean, she is single.
Yep. So, I'm not feeling a little weird about that, actually, now that I'm thinking, like, why did my mom get me a Valentine? Like, Mom, I'm this Valentine's Day, I'm going to be 25.
Why don't you go to a mother-son dance somewhere?
I have as a 25-year-old...
Yeah.
I want to show up to like a mother-son dance that's all like kids and their mom and then just me and my mom. So it's like 6-year-olds doing the mother son dance and then just this 25-year-old man child walking in.
Do you think there's like been someone that existed that was just no. Listen to the whole thing, okay?
I was goofing you.
No.
Okay.
This is a critical thinking question, okay? Okay, your glasses are in the right position. Okay, so do you think there's ever been someone who's been that much of a downer to where they brought an urn to bring your kid to work day?
Yeah, dude. That's just like...
So what's that? Oh, that's my boy. Yeah.
Your boy?
Yeah, it's... bring your kid. Do you want to introduce... want to introduce yours? Anyways, this is where the Coca-Cola is brewed.
oh, shit, I spilled it in the Coca-Cola.
No, it's like he secretly puts it in. It's like,
when I want to be in Coca-Cola. I love it so much.
Live on, son, live on. What do you want your ashes to, because you want to be cremated, right?
Yeah.
I would like to have a grave, but nothing in it. Like, just like as a symbolism thing. Like, you know how people have like a tombstone?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have like a tombstone still, like maybe with my family.
On the property, on like your family's property or whatever.
No, right? I'd like to pay an excessive amount of money to put it in a giant field of dead people. My mom already has hers reserved, I think.
Just a plot of land?
Uh-huh.
Is she not getting cremated?
A lot of people reserve grave plots.
Like, is she getting cremated, though, or is she?
I'm
not her choice at the end of the day, is it?
I'm pretty sure she's going to want to be cremated.
You have no autonomy when you're dead. Come on.
That's true. That's true. But, you know.
It's up to you to respect her wishes, though.
Wishes? She's dead. What am I respecting? Because, like, what, is she going to get her feelings hurt if I don't?
Probably.
No, she's not.
She'll be looking down on you going,
she's
going
to be looking up from hell going, ah. Just kidding. My mom is definitely going to heaven. Right, God?
No.
Just, like, massive booming through the sky right then. That would, like, I'd believe in God.
Would you?
Yeah. Yo, well, yeah, dude, if I asked God a question and heard a massive booming response from the sky that
shakes
everything.
Oh, I thought
everything.
You meant, like, just thunder. If you heard, like,
oh,
thunder.
No, I mean, like,
no. Oh, okay, yeah.
What do you think God's voice sounds like? Well, God is a black woman, so.
Probably, you know how you're blinded if you look upon God because you cannot comprehend what he looks like your human brain can't handle? I would think that you'd actually just go insane from even hearing his voice as well. Like, it's this, like, unintelligible thing that jumbles your brain, so.
Well, a lot of people do hear God's voice and are insane. It's schizophrenia.
Dude.
What?
It's fucked up. Ableist.
For saying one of the symptoms of schizophrenia?
Is believing in God? Yeah. It's fucked up.
Dude, I want to know what that, like, so when you, when, actually people who have schizophrenia, who do hear, like, voices from God or have in the past in the comments, I'm curious about this. When you hear the voice, like, is it inside your head or does it literally sound like clear as day, like in real life, you know, like when you hear it?
What do you mean? How would something sound in your head?
Like, you know, like I can think a thought right now and I can hear it, not technically hear it, but
are you,
like,
thinking of, like, is it an intrusive thought?
No, I know it's an intrusive thought, but I mean, like, I just want to know, like, how real does it sound? Like, do you know it's the, like, a voice in your head?
It's an audible hallucination,
yeah,
right?
So. Auditory hallucination. Which I get those when I fall asleep sometimes, like when right before I fall asleep, everyone gets them, where it just sounds like someone says your name or something. You, like, jump awake. Hate those. It's because your brain is, you're, like, you're right in between sleep and restfulness. So your brain confuses shit.
For me, the only thing that really, like, jolts me awake is, like, that classic, like, just when you, like, when you fall.
So much. I get that every time I fall asleep.
Or when you're not even falling. What is it? Is it, like, your head rolling or something?
It has to do with it's right the moment you're falling asleep, apparently, and it has to do with the sensation of some sensation that tricks you sometimes into thinking you're falling. I'll have a dream where it's like, mine won't always even be falling. It's like I'm on a bike and I'll go down a ramp really fast, and when it does it, or sometimes it just does it without any prompt, but it scares me every time. It's frustrating. It's annoying. It's
not cool.
Sometimes I just think about how cute Ryan is and I jump awake.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I had a dream.
Sorry, I'm blushing.
Yeah, you're bright as a cherry. I had a dream that I won't say who it is just so they don't get terrified. I had a dream I shot someone we know twice in the leg, but, like, as a prank, and they were, like, laughing and they were cool with it.
Who was it?
And
again?
Then we sat down and watched TV together.
I'll bleep it out, but who? Jesus.
And then.
It's fucked up.
And then my mom was there, and my mom was like, oh, so you promise it doesn't hurt? And I was like, yeah. And then there was an old lady, and my mom shot her twice, and then was really mad at me because she's like, it did hurt, she's dying. And I was like, sorry, mom, I didn't know. And then my mom went into the kitchen and laid with the old lady dying, and then she turned into a dog. And that was,
sounds like a dream.
Yep. I love, like, in your dream, though, that all makes sense. It's like, oh, yeah.
Well, you're just going along with it. You're like, sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, it happens.
I mean, you know, it makes you wonder how people are so susceptible in those prank videos. It's because people are just so gullible, bro.
Yeah, man. People are just doofuses.
Hey, look, a nickel.
We were watching some good Roman Atwood pranks.
No, that was Joey Salads, wasn't it?
They've both done it.
Okay.
But that was Joey Salads we were watching.
Okay.
Aspiring senator of the United States Congress. I'm not kidding. You know that, right?
I know.
Dude, I mean, he did, you know, good. He has a good reputation. He proved that the election was stolen. He showed the evidence.
Watching just certain people like during like the election night shit. I'll never forget like Steven Crowder was just fucking on the phone with some woman about, and this might have been like one of the nights even after election, but it was around that like time. He was just on, he was like, I think doing a phone interview with someone who got this footage of, it's like, look, I don't know what this is. It looks like they're taking ballots into the, like, I'm not saying they are ballots, but looks to me, you know, how many ballots do you think you could fit in that? Like, he'd ask questions like that where it's like, I think it turned out to be camera equipment. Camera equipment. What they want you to think.
Camera equipment?
Now, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if he did this, but if anything, he probably did, like, you know, and it's, they might not be ballots, but the fact that we're even having to question it, you know, it's
you're like, questioning it. It's my like favorite thing. I think that's going to be something as I grow old and like we look back at just the hilarious fact that because they lost, it's like, no, it was fake. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah, it's always
show some evidence then.
It's always entertaining to see people's reactions to elections. I mean, even when Hillary Clinton lost, you know,
this has happened before though with the Bush election in 2000.
Nothing, and like everyone, but like when I'm talking about like when the age of the internet, you know, could capture and memeify reactions.
Yeah,
you know when yeah. What was the first? I think that was honestly
Jackson.
Dude,
sorry.
What were you doing?
I opened my phone and I didn't mean to click a super mega video.
Which video was it?
New Patreon podcast, Super Mini Cast, How to Get Bitches, full episode.
Huh. Is that your stomach?
Yeah, did you hear that?
Yeah.
I felt that.
Are you hungry?
I am. It's also because I'm on my second sparkling water.
We should order food after this.
Let's do it, man. Maybe a little little fast food?
Yeah, why not a little fast food? Maybe like a chicken club sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe like from Wendy's. Dude, the Wendy's chicken ranch, like Asiago Club, whatever, delicious. Dude, Wendy's has a good chicken sandwich.
Dude, as long as I get those fucking Wendy's nuggets, dude.
Oh, Wendy's has, oh, dude, Wendy's spicy nuggets. I don't like Wendy's honey mustard, though. That's what really sucks, is their honey mustard just not any good.
You know who has good honey mustard?
Don't say it. Okay, Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
They do have really good honey mustard. Look at me, man.
I'm saying it from experience.
I got to take a picture of your hair real quick because it looks awesome. Tilt your head a little forward towards me.
Does it look goofy?
No, it looks like it's a fire. Like, your hair looks literally like it's fire. Look at this. Like,
yeah, it does.
It's cool. Like, if it was red... let's talk about Super Mini Cast.
Okay. It's short and it's only on Patreon.
Yep. Sorry, losers. Nah, you know, we've been struggling forever with what should we put on Patreon? What should we put on Patreon? And then it just clicked to us. Ryan and I were like, wait, people love our podcast. Why don't we do like a little bonus, supplement to the podcast where it's like, a real bite-sized little tiny extra podcast, and you guys actually decide the topics we talk about.
And they don't have ad reads.
Yeah.
Like this one.
Yeah, but we hope that you guys enjoy it. If you want, there is a full episode of Super Mini Cast on our channel for free.
It's episode two.
Yeah, How to Get Bitches, which was suggested by a viewer named Dane. He asked, how do you get bitches? So we... helped him in that episode figure it out. And every episode, we're going to talk about something different, maybe some stuff that you guys suggest, maybe some stuff that we want to talk about, like some cool topics, or we'll just ramble and get off topic of whatever the person submitted.
More of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right now, there's two episodes currently available on Patreon, episodes 1 and 2.
We already have 3 and 4 recorded, and we're going to record more today.
Yeah. So plenty of episodes, going to be several a month coming out on the Patreon, as well as we have a monthly Q&A video where we answer your questions directly in front of a green screen or in front of a brick wall. And... you know, we got lots of other stuff. So if you haven't checked out our Patreon, it's only $5 a month. Or you can even buy it yearly, which you save money on. It's cheaper.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's like $50 instead of...
60.
Or it's like 55 instead of 60 for the year.
Okay.
So our Patreon for a year is the price of one Nintendo Wii U game.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. And you get all this extra bonus content. If you like listening to us talk, you'll get hours of Super Minicast, where we're not afraid to say it, because we're not censored by YouTube.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, go check it out and submit some topics. And who knows? Maybe we'll answer your question in the Q&A, say your name, or we'll maybe talk about something on the Super Minicast that you suggested.
Yeah. And it's just some more content for people on the Patreon.
A little
Patreon.
Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I suck your toenails?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
Why do you always bring up my toenails, by the way?
I just wanted to suck them.
It's a consistent theme I've noticed.
No, it's just because I'm looking at them.
Do you want me to clip them?
No.
Is there some hidden...
I bring them up because when we're recording, I happen to see them a lot. So like,
because I am barefoot.
Yeah. So right now I looked down, I saw your toenails, and I said, what can I say? That's okay. LOL random. I said, can I suck your toenails?
Made me feel uncomfortable it seems like you take a keen eye to them, and I'm not sure if it's like a sexual thing or if it's just like, are you trying to tell me something about the way my nails look?
No.
I don't know if it's any like being facetious.
No, they look good. They look really good.
Well, you say that, it makes me worry more on the sexual aspect of.
You don't need to worry about any facetiousness.
I'm putting my feet down. You can't see my feet anymore. You've lost feet privilege. You can't stop looking under the table. Stop looking under the table, dude. Take your hand out of your pants.
It's not a
sexual thing.
Hands
out of your pants.
It's not a sexual thing. It's just, I like admiring my friend's tone.
Hands up! Okay, good. What is it called? Hand check? Yeah. Like on a bus? Like on a youth group bus?
Oh.
Hand check!
Yep. I remember that, dude.
Yeah, so there's this guy on a... Guy. There was a kid on a youth group field trip, and I remember he was like... Yeah, I fingered her on the bus.
Yo, finger blasting on the youth group bus?
Yeah, dude. Epic.
That's fucking rad, dude.
Yo, Matt, you like Captain Phillips?
We have been boarded by four armed pirates.
Oh, you can quote it and everything.
Oh, I know. You want to go down to A deck, get some water? You know, classic.
Sure.
Look at me. I'm the captain.
Sure. Okay.
It's a good movie. I think
Paul Greengrass.
I think I've literally, there's probably like 12 to 20 different times where on this podcast where I've been like, Captain Phillips is actually a really good movie.
What else has Paul?
His nipples were so hard in that last scene.
He did the Bourne movies, right?
Yeah. He did the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Ultimatum.
Supremacy, yeah.
The Bourne, okay. Yeah.
Has he done anything recently?
He should do like a comeback to the Bourne thing. It's like Bourne Again. Is that not a bad idea?
Would stinky Matt Damon and his old 401k ass be able to do it though?
He's 401 years old. Dude, what's
401,000 years old? He's an ancient beast, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon is, when I was in high school and I was scared that my parents thought I was gay, I liked Matt Damon, but then I found out that Matt Damon was apparently like, gay guys love Matt Damon. So anytime Matt Damon come on TV, he's like, I don't really like Matt Damon.
I want to make sure.
Just in case you guys, I don't like that guy, you know? Ugh. Oh, what? Gay people like him?
That's weird.
That's weird.
I don't.
Well, I really don't like
that
him.
That must mean I'm, I guess I'm not gay then.
That actually is a pretty...
accurate representation of who I am as a person.
Yep. I do like Matt Damon.
Matt Damon's pretty cool.
He's a good actor.
What happened to her? What happened to her?
What's that from?
It's from Contagion.
Oh, yeah. It's in the trailers. What happened to her? What happened to her?
Yep.
What about, I didn't watch that movie where...
What are you talking about?
I didn't watch the movie where he's really small.
I did. I saw it with my mom.
What's it called?
Downsizing.
Was it good?
Here's the thing. It didn't get good reviews, but I think it's just because I was seeing it with my mom. I was like,
yeah,
this is a nice little experience. It was a fine little cute little film.
I mean, going out with my mom, honestly, is...
I'm never going to see it again.
Mm.
And it had Neil Patrick Harris in it.
Yeah, I don't like him either. Honestly, like,
or his husband.
Oh, I love his husband. So fashionable. When I go to a movie with my mom or anything, like when I have a day out with my mom, it's just like, it's so nice. It just feels good. I really love my mom and I miss her. and I hope I can see her again soon, but the pandemic. I'm trying to fly her out here for when she's on spring break, if she has the vaccine by then, because she's getting the vaccine soon. What? Okay, what sexual joke are you gonna do you have to say while I'm wholesomely talking about my mother? The vaccine, your semen, maybe? Or
no, it was stupid.
Tell me.
I was just gonna be like you should take her to a wet t-shirt contest while she's here.
Mom, I got something great planned today. It's a surprise. And what I'll do is the night before, I'll go my mom's luggage and like hide all her bras. So I don't know, Mom. What do you mean? I don't know where your bras are.
I don't know. She gets used to it. She's like, I actually feel more free out here.
Super Mega's first annual wet t-shirt contest.
Would you mention it if your mom started wearing like very like opaque white?
Yes, I would mention that to
just
her.
No bro.
Oh, I definitely would bring that up.
What would you say?
I'd be like, Mom, I don't want to.
Would you be like, it's a bit cold, isn't it?
I'd joke it. I'd probably joke it. I'd be like, hey, Mom. How's it hanging? Yeah, it's a little nipply out. A little nippy out.
What if she just didn't take the hint and was like, mm-hmm.
Yep, certainly is. Mom, yeah. Your nipples are, I could see them through your shirt.
Cool.
I love Andrew Cuomo, the New York governor. Cuomo, sorry. I love he has nipple piercings.
Dude. His nipple piercings?
Yeah, people, there's a picture of him, like when he was doing a press conference, his shirt, you could see it through his shirt, like his nipple piercings. What's your, fuck.
What?
I was going to say something.
What were you going to say?
It was about Super Mega.
Was it a bit? Or was it legitimate?
No, we should have a legit Super Mega wet t-shirt contest.
All the Super Mega boys?
Yeah. Boys only.
Yep.
Super Mega's Chunky Boy Wet T-Shirt Contest.
Oh, I'm ready.
Only Chunky Boys.
I am ready to sneeze.
Ooh, yeah?
Sneeze all over my shirt.
God. Just got to blow snot all over your shirt. Wet T-Shirt Contest just sound like a very Howard Stern ass. Like, Howard Stern's creepy. Yeah, sit on it. Sit on it a little, like the, like when he has the porn stars, like sit on the vibrating stool. He's like, yeah, wiggle around a little
bit. How does it feel? Tell us how it feels.
How's your pussy feel?
He did it with Carmen Electra. I'm sure Pam Anderson.
Damn, dude.
Come on, you sit on this.
Sit on the chair. Yeah.
Does the guy like hold up the mic to like.
You feeling good? Howard Stern's just creepy, dude.
No. Just quiet. No, you're not. You gotta at least try to have an orgasm.
On my radio show. Do you know who actually.
Tequila Tequila did it?
Did she?
I don't know. I think so. Dude, there was a time where young Ryan was just like. Obsessed with Tila Tequila.
I called her out once on a tweet and she responded to it.
Ooh, when?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 2016 or yeah. Some shit.
I'm talking like when she was doing the show.
Like the MTV show.
What was it called?
Tila.
A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila?
Yes. Yeah.
She
became like a huge alt-right. I'm actually pretty sure she became like a legit Nazi. Like, have you seen the pictures of her? Like, she's like a.
Well, was the reason I would like. I have seen those. It's crazy. But the reason I was like, it's just because like when you're a kid and you see someone like on TV or media and all of a sudden you find out they were naked somewhere. It's like
whoa,
what? Wait, they're clothed and the people see them, but they also, whoa.
I told you the Britney Spears picture, man, where she's getting out of the car and you can see her.
Well, that's
snatch.
Disgusting. That was against her will.
I know. No, I'm not saying anything about that picture.
Tequila,
I'm just saying when I was a kid
for these nudes.
When I was
bro.
A kid, that picture got me riled up.
Yeah,
because I was like, oh, first picture of a vagina I ever saw. I think
really
was that Britney Spears. Well, you know, maybe she should have been wearing some damn underwear.
That's what I'm saying.
Like MeUndies.
Yes,
you know
MeUndies.
We should make an ad for MeUndies.
They didn't sponsor this particular one, but they do. They are a wonderful sponsor.
They've sponsored so many at this point that I'm just like, thank you.
And
but what if we Photoshop that picture, Britney Spears? But she's wearing MeUndies. It's an advertisement they could do.
Okay.
That's a good advertising campaign. Like, take famous pictures of people naked and put the underwear on them.
So, didn't Bruno or Borat have that picture in it or something like that? I don't know why. I feel like I've seen that picture
in
some movie with Sacha Baron Cohen. Maybe
I think
not.
So. He's just a big fan of that picture.
Yeah, he loves, yeah.
Mr. Sacha. Sacha Baron Cohen. I can't believe
Gaby.
Some of the people that he has gotten in his... stunts.
Bernie Sanders.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson, yes. Bernie Sanders.
Bernard Sanders.
Senator Bernard Sanders.
Senator Bernard Sanders.
If you move the nines in this column, then everyone's in the 99%.
Just seeing like...
Bernie's like, what? You're not making sense.
Because... Bernie's trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and trying to understand his argument, like, legitimately, so he can have a conversation with
this
person.
And he's trying to say that healthcare is bad because when he went to the doctor, before he went to the doctor, he didn't have any diseases. And then when he went to the doctor, they told him he had diseases.
Oh, I'm presuming you were diagnosed. You were diagnosed with these diseases.
At the doctor's.
Bernie Sanders is...
Remember my famous bit? Everyone loves it. Bernie Flanders.
Hi, diddly ho, neighborino. My next door neighbor, Homer Simpson, is a ding dang diddly guy.
Dude, did Super Mega not post a Bernie meme when it was, no! when it was hot?
We forgot.
What? Could have been us. Like, dude, has anyone done him sitting next to Forrest Gump on the bench?
No, that's genius, dude. I saw.
Get it while it's hot, baby.
I saw a picture where someone had photoshopped, you know, like the Arthur picture where he's like clenching his fist.
Yes.
It was that, but it was the Bernie mitten. And then I saw someone on Twitter say, now this is an epic meme crossover. I never expected, but didn't know I needed.
Now this is an epic meme cross. Now this is epic.
I sent it to Patrick, and Patrick was like, this is awesome. Dude, we should just have Jackson post a Bernie meme like once a month at least. Where he's sitting in his little chair with his mittens.
Don't stick your fucking tongue out of me again, young man.
In fact, that pissed me off so bad, I'm gonna go take a piss and end the podcast right here.
I love how adults get mad. Oh, yeah. Bye.
Bye, everyone.